Unchallenged. Noah Euclid, IQ 206. I'm not sure how the clip made it to YouTube. The organizers said that the official video of this year's state meet would never be released because our disgraceful thuggish behavior degraded school robotics programs everywhere. Somehow, though, the video of Tin Man vanquishing the competition appeared the very next day under the title Robots Behaving Badly. I would have called it the second most fantastically awesome blow for justice ever struck by an automaton, after the Terminator turned good. But that might have been too long. People on YouTube don't want to read, they want to watch. You have to keep it simple to generate traffic. Example, Robots Behaving Badly had already surpassed Tin Man Metallica SquarePants Exposes Teacher's Underwear in barely a week online. I felt a little insulted that this new clip had so easily bested my most popular video. But it was okay, since I was the co-star of Robots Behaving Badly, bounding onto the scene at the end to beat the Cold Spring Harbor entry into submission with a folding chair. It was a great action sequence, every bit as exciting as the real steel chair battles in WWE videos. I could be wrong, though. After all, I've been wrong before. The old-fashioned dot matrix printer in the main office made a screeching noise as it spat out my class schedule. It sounded like victory. The secretary tore off the page and placed it on the counter along with my student card and locker information. She smiled at me. "New in town?" "I've lived here all my life," I told her. "It just took me this long to get thrown out of the gifted program." This great day never could have happened if I hadn't been wrong about the sex of Katie Patterson's baby. Just the thought that when I calculate, interpolate, extrapolate, infer, deduce, adjudge, analyze, derive, figure, reason, or surmise something, there's a chance that I might not be right, filled me with a sense of infinite possibility. Surprise didn't come exclusively from YouTube anymore. It was a gift. I owed this, too, to Donovan. Without him, I never would have crossed paths with Tina Mandy Patterson, 7 pounds, 14 ounces. I'd suggested Marie Curie Patterson, but Katie said no. Tina would be named after the star of the day of her birth. Tin Man. I pointed out that, since Tin Man had been disqualified, he wasn't technically the star of the robotics meet, or anything else. But Katie overruled me. And anyway, Orchard Park Patterson was a really stupid name for a baby girl. I'm not big on babies, but I have to admit that Tina was a very cute specimen of one. Subscribe to my YouTube channel to see what she looks like. There's a clip of her spitting up on my shoes that's particularly excellent. It's my favorite because I got to hold her. Katie gave each of us a turn, so long as we promised to wash our hands for 3 minutes uninterrupted. 1 minute would have been plenty given the strength of the antibacterial soap in the maternity ward. But I kept my mouth shut because I didn't want to miss my chance. Chloe got in trouble for hogging the baby. I thanked the secretary, gathered my things, and left the office. I was wrong. It still tickled me to think about it. And for sure, that's what had given me the confidence to do what needed to be done to make this glorious moment possible. "Noah?" came a voice behind me in the hall. I wheeled, and there he was, the author of all my good fortune, my former schoolmate, and now my schoolmate again, Donovan. "What are you doing here?" he asked. I felt my chest swell with pride. "This is my new school." He was shocked. "They kicked you out of the academy? Because of the chair?" "Oh, no," I replied. "They didn't even mention that. It was because I helped you cheat on the retest." First, he looked surprised, then angry. "I knew it. If you weren't a genius, you'd be an idiot. You shouldn't have done that, Noah. I wasn't going to be able to hang on in there much longer anyway, test or no test. Why would you risk your whole school career to cheat for me?" "I didn't," I informed him cheerfully. "I just said I did." His voice was rising. "But why?" "Ms. Bevilacqua told me cheating was a serious offense, and whoever did it would be expelled. How could I pass up an opportunity like that?" Donovan groaned. "You're crazy. And the worst part is, now I'm never going to know who really did it." I shrugged. "Sure you are. It was Abigail." "No way!" His eyes bulged. "Abigail hated me from the first day I walked into the lab. Why would she help me?" It was strange to me how often I have to explain the obvious to people. "For your robot driving skills and your sister. Abigail has always been about one thing. Abigail." "I don't believe it," Donovan said stubbornly. "Believe it," I recommended. "I had to erase all the computer evidence that she did it when I created the fake evidence that I did it." He took this in with a mixture of amazement and resignation. "You're crazy." "I don't care," I replied readily. "See? Now that I go here, I can say that. Who cares? Not me. I could not possibly care less. What do I care?" It felt good, like I was unburdening myself of a great weight. He heaved a sigh. "Well, congratulations, I guess. You got your wish. You managed to get yourself booted out of the only school with half a chance of challenging you." I was honest. The academy wasn't very challenging either. "More challenging than here," he shot back. "This place is a slumber party for a guy like you. Maybe even a morgue." I shook my head earnestly. "I was wrong about Katie's baby, and that means I can be wrong about anything. Challenge isn't going to come from any curriculum, no matter how hard they make it. It's going to come from life." That sounded pretty good, even to me. I felt the exhilaration of facing the unknown. I wasn't just heading into the future. I was taking it down, WWE style. I was Noah Euculus version 2.0, and the best was yet to come. Then again, I could always be wrong. How awesome was that?